if you are looking for change, change that will radically transform every single aspect of your life. Pray the entire rosary, all of the mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary. If you do that, if you persevere in praying the entire rosary every single day, and you persevere with humility and with docility, I can assure you, your life will be radically transformed. Your death will be radically transformed. You will be changed by the power of the words, Hail Mary, full of grace. You will be changed by having the life of Jesus Christ flowing through your mind throughout the entire day. Every sacrament that you receive, every suffering that you experience, everything about your life will be transformed and elevated by the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary as you meditate upon the life of her divine Son. If you want the ability to change your life, if you want the grace to be able to help change the lives of your family and your friends, pray the entire rosary every single day. If you want the ability to help impact the outcome of history and of human events, pray the entire rosary every single day. This is how the rosary was intended to be prayed. The Marian Psalter was meant to be broken up throughout the entire day. In this video, I'm going to give you 5 tips to help you pray the entire rosary. The first tip for praying all of the mysteries of the rosary is always, always, always carry a rosary with you. Having the rosary with you makes it more likely that you're actually going to pray the rosary. And even better, carry the rosary with you on your person, so preferably in your pocket. Or even better than your pocket is your hand. Having the rosary in your hand is like holding the hand of the Virgin Mary. The second tip for praying the rosary is only do the introductory prayers, such as the Apostles' Creed, the Our Father, and the 3 Hail Marys. Only do that with the first rosary of the day. Those introductory prayers are just that, an introduction to one larger, bigger prayer. You don't have to pray the Apostles' Creed over and over again. Tip number 3, the rosary was originally called the Marian Psalter, and this prayer was meant to be broken up throughout the day. So break up the rosary throughout the day. Some people find it very beneficial to put themselves on a schedule. You pray a rosary first thing in the morning when you wake up. You pray a rosary before any major change in your day. So you pray a rosary before you get to work. That's already 2 rosaries. You pray a rosary before you get home from work, so that if you have a family, you can give them your full attention with all the help of God's grace. And then you pray a rosary before bed. If you find that you are behind on your rosaries, I encourage you, don't go to bed until you finish your prayers, because once you give an inch, you are more likely to let this pious practice go. The 4th tip to praying all of the mysteries of the rosary is do not be overly scrupulous. Many people will give up the rosary simply because they say, I'm not good at it. I can't meditate on the mysteries and I cannot say the words all at the same time. Guess what? You're human. The human mind is weak. You can only really truly focus well on one thing at a time, and that's on a good day. So, as long as you pause, say what the mystery is, do the best you can to have a mental picture, and do the best you can to say the words lovingly, that is good enough. I have a friend who's a religious who tells me that the only bad rosary that you pray is the rosary that you did not pray. You get more grace when you pray and you're experiencing dryness. At the same time, when I say don't be too scrupulous about this, don't be too lax. It is important that you give it your all. Do the best you can to be reverent. Tip number 5, your mind is going to be foggy. There's going to be some days where you can't even think straight. You might be sick. You might be worried about something. On times like these, I strongly encourage you to whisper the words. Just say the words, Our Father who art in heaven. Say the words of the Hail Mary. Whisper them. Many people are wearing masks. You can whisper these Hail Marys in public. And if your brain is really foggy, you don't even know what mystery you're on. Well, in times like that, I find it personally beneficial to say the mystery throughout the decade of the rosary. This way you can say, I did the best I could. The rosary itself will inspire you and will help to correct this mental fog. My brothers and sisters, beg for the grace. If you want your life to be transformed through the power of the rosary, you have to beg. With every rosary, with every decade, you have to beg for whatever it is that you need. If you're struggling with purity, beg for the grace of purity. If you're struggling to be productive, beg for the grace to be productive. If you're struggling to pray the rosary, beg for the grace to pray the rosary. You have to beg. Why beg? Because humility is the prerequisite for getting prayers answered. Our Lady, the mediatrix of grace, made the prayer she most likes to be the rosary. Pray the rosary with great humility and beg. Beg like a poor starving fool for the graces you stand in need of. She will not resist you. She cannot resist you. And God won't resist her. He cannot resist her. Perseverance and humility. Humility is the key to getting your prayers answered. I can assure you that if you pray humbly for whatever it is that you need, whatever it is that you're lacking, beg Our Lady with every single rosary, and you will get the graces you stand in need of. Let us conclude in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed Mother, our Lord Jesus Christ gave you to us as our mother, as our queen, is our mediatrix for every need that we might have. Intercede for us with your spouse, the Holy Spirit. Intercede for us with God the Father. Intercede for us with your divine Son, Jesus Christ, that we might have the grace to pray the rosary faithfully every single day. And by doing so, that we might be sanctified and that we will sanctify all of those whom we encounter. And remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, God love you, and we'll see you soon. Thank you so much for watching this video. If you would like to learn more about the power of the Most Holy Rosary, check out the information section of this video. Also, I encourage you to support me in this important ministry. To learn more, visit truefaith.tv/support. We have amazing content coming out. Keep your eyes open for Testimonies of the Rosary. It is incredible. God bless you, God love you, and we'll see you soon.